This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set and cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Of course, we're delighted that you're here, and we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And there's a listen line if you're traveling and you'd like to bring us with you, 24-7, 365. That number is 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting for the next 2 hours with Doug Hagman. Welcome, Doug Hagman.
Vince, thanks so much for having me, man. It's an honor to be on your program. It's been a while, and I've been looking forward to this all week, so thank you.
Well, me too, and I'm looking forward to being on Hagman and Hagman, the Hagman Report, tomorrow night at 7 to 9 Central Time. And thanks so much for inviting me. So your website, your website is Hagman and Hagman. That's with two N's, H-A-G-M-A-N-N-A-N-D, H-A-G-M-A-N-N.com. So, Doug, I had a question for you. Well, we first were introduced by the freeze-dry guy, and he called me up and he said, you got to meet this guy. I said, great, I'm all excited. So, yeah, it's been years since we've known each other. And we have a great relationship, and I'm so glad that the freeze-dry guy did introduce us. But I have a question for you. How did you get involved in this broadcasting of the cutting-edge news and reporting that you did? What brought you to that point?
Well, wonderful question, and I'm not even sure I could really answer that with any degree of coherence, I suppose. You know, I've been an investigator in the private sector. In other words, a multi-state licensed private investigator for the last 30 years. 30 years last year, as a matter of fact. And I worked my way up through working for Fortune 100 companies, ultimately doing large value insurance fraud cases. Anything over, well, at that time, a million, that seemed a little suspicious, whether it be a theft situation or a extortion or embezzlement or potential or even a suspicious death, for example, of a key man of a corporation, or even the backgrounds of key men, for corporate board positions. This is what I did for a number of years. And, I also worked during that period, into the 1990s as an operational and informational asset for the FBI and Department of Justice. Don't hold that against me. But having said that, after the attacks of 9/11, I suddenly was awakened by this threat, this ostensible threat by Islamic terrorism here in the United States. And I had known what everyone else knows, I suppose, you know, at that mental level that, hey, you know, we've got an issue that's brewing Middle East, and everyone kind of knows about that, but not to the degree of specificity required to really understand what's really taking place. So 9/11 happened, and so I started, I had talked to a bunch of investigators that really were at the top of their game all over the country. One who happened to be really, really good at infiltrating websites, for example. Another that was really good at translating Farsi and Arabic. And the list went on and on. So about a dozen or so investigators and I got together, and we started something called the Northeast Intelligence Network at HomelandSecurityUS.com. And at the time, this is back in 2002, I thought, oh, this is kind of a cool name, and you know, we had a lot of talent to offer, for example, the government privately, you know, and whatever we could do to keep the country safe. That was my thinking. So we began this doing just that. We had done a lot of infiltrating of terrorist language or terrorist websites here based in the United States, and I had done some surveillance of some paramilitary training camps and turned this information over to the FBI. I've got a letter from the FBI saying, hey, you know, your work is good and we appreciate your help, and send information about domestic threats here and other stuff over there, and, you know, because of our previous relationship. So to make a longer story short, the further we got into the investigating the Islamic terrorist threat, the more we realized that we had problems that did not fit the mold or the paradigm or the reality that people really believed things were. So I guess what I'm saying is, well, for example, when we infiltrated these terrorist websites, Arabic language terrorist websites, we began bumping heads with the CIA, with the FBI, with people that work for our government that are in these websites. And they were actually serving to stoke up the masses in these forums, if you will. Things seemed to be really out of place. We would turn over information. In fact, I personally did a very extensive surveillance and investigation of one of the largest terrorist websites here, or terrorist organizations here in the United States, the Muslims of the Americas. They were listed by the State Department as a terrorist organization. I had gotten film of them conducting paramilitary training exercises at the base of the Catskill Mountains, and turned all this documentation over to the FBI. No sooner than I turned that over, all of a sudden, a religious statement was made against me by the head of this organization from Lahore, Pakistan, Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani, saying that I'm basically the scum of the earth. I am a Zionist, and I must be exterminated, essentially. That's so, realizing that we had a problem, we had a leak, that our information was not getting, well, was not being acted upon, and worse, it was being fed to the very people we were investigating, I took to the airwaves, and I made it to the sites of programs like Coast to Coast AM and other shows, and kind of the rest is history. I settled in with my son, who at that time was developing. I was developing him as an investigative asset for me. He's now 33. He was in his mid-20s at the time, or early 20s. And bottom line is, it was kind of a natural progression of our initial duties, what we were doing initially. But now because of the problems, we decided to take it public and let people know, hey, everyone, there's a problem here, and it's not necessarily just the Islamic terrorists. It's coming from within, and it's coming from our own government. That's kind of
absolutely
a long story. Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. And so what I'm hearing is that our government is playing both sides. We are on both sides. We're on the enemy side. We're on our side. We can't tell who's who from our perspective. It's very difficult, right?
Well, yeah. And I guess when we really, when we were able to decide or to tell who's who, I got a knock on my door, on my office door, and it, you know, and it was a CIA agent. You know, from a nearby larger city, who said, hey, we need to talk. And I said, okay, you know, what do you want to talk about? And I invited, it was a female agent, and I invited her in, and we spoke, and she said, you know, boy, you know, we're kind of bumping heads here. You know, we're at the situation where you probably should back out for your own safety. In other words, get your team and just kind of pack it up and go home. And my question was, why is that? Because we're turning over some good actionable intelligence. And she said, well, you know, we got this, basically. Well, and I said, no, you don't have it. No, you really don't. Or if you think you do, I mean, there's something wrong. Well, after that meeting, we began kind of being, now, I don't want to overstate this, but harassed and kind of treated like a redheaded stepchild with respect to the information that we provided. And the information was not acted upon. And we weren't vilified, but certainly the information that we provided was not taken to the right levels. And then pretty soon, we became kind of a thorn in their side. Every time we'd uncover and I don't want to say a plot, but at least the elements of a plot, we were shut down immediately. And it was clear that they did not want us to be meddling in their affairs. And then, of course, subsequent to the information that we gave about the paramilitary training, I mean, I'm talking to Vince, I'm talking about people carrying semi-automatic weapons, AKs, and shooting up school buses. I mean, think about that. Shooting up school buses at the base of the Catskill Mountains in preparation for domestic attacks and having the FBI say, we it's really not what it seems to be. Well, what in the world is it then? And come to find out, the Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jilani from his home in Pakistan had published, subsequent to our investigation, turnover investigation product, published photographs of FBI agents actually dining with the people at this paramilitary training compound, basically saying, hey, Doug, in your face, look at what we got. And the rest, as they say, is history. So do we have a problem? We've got a lot of problems. Yeah, that's kind of, and people might find that hard to believe, but I've got the documentation.
When I lived in Virginia about 10 years ago, there were reports of training camps in rural Virginia and where some of these kind of activities that you're talking about were going on. And it didn't seem like the government was very interested in that either. So maybe...
Red House, Virginia, right? That's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. And that's... See, the headquarters for that very organization was up here in Hancock, New York. And Red House now is the de facto head location there. So, yeah.
Okay, Doug Hagman and I will be right back. And let's talk about, when we come back, Doug, war in the Middle East, what your thoughts are. Is it going to happen? Is it as a result of this collapsing economy? And then we'll talk about the collapsing economy. Doug Hagman. HagmanandHagman.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Doug Hagman's with us, and Doug, John Reagan's on the air with me every Monday. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. And he is so excited about the Hear the Watchman conference that you've got coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into the war in the Middle East?
We're really excited about this. Now, just to be clear, okay, we are promoting Hear the Watchman. We're the MCs of the first day and on the media panel on the last day. So we are not the impetus, that's the limits of our involvement with this. But we certainly support and promote Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, Texas. That's going to take place on March 18th, 19th, and 20th, which is coming up pretty doggone quick, by the way. So you got to get your tickets very quickly. But please do so. And in fact, if you use, it's my understanding, if you just when you buy the tickets, I even think today, perhaps, maybe today, if you use my name, Hagman, you might be able to still get under the wire with a reduced ticket price. I can't promise that, but I'm going to see what I can do. Maybe strong arm the conference people in charge of the conference. However, having said all of that, what a lineup! I mean, what a lineup, John Reagan. I listened this morning to the interview yesterday you did with him. Fantastic guy. I love the guy, and I certainly hope, Vince, if you have the opportunity, if your schedule permits, if you could stop in, that would be great. But we've got people like John B. Wells, L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Billy Crone is going to be talking about artificial intelligence and the drone technology. Coach Dave Dobmeier, America's coach, Reverend Flip Benham, and if you haven't heard, Michael Baldia Jr., oh, buckle up. Pastor David Langford, who I regard as my pastor, our pastor for our show. Paul McGuire, great friend, prolific author. Russ Dizdar, I can go on and on. Greg Jackson, Josh Tully, Sheila Zielinski, John Robertson, the music of Joe Charles. What a guy. He does all of our voiceovers and such. This is a lineup of lineups, and I'm just so excited to be a part of this, to be able to promote it, and to be in the presence of these absolutely fine individuals. And I mean, you know, I would go, I'll tell you, I would spend the money to go just to hear, for example, hear Pastor Langford or any one of these people, but to get them all in one place and talking, oh man, that's going to be great. So I'm all excited for it. So March 18th, 19th, 20th, folks, mark your calendars. It's 17 days, 5 hours, 31 minutes away, to be exact. And it's going to be fun. And you're going to walk away informed, inspired, and, well, that's it, informed and inspired, and with really a restoration, I think, that we all need right now, especially in these times in which we live.
That's kind of my agree.
My sales pitch.
So inspired and then take action. Okay, class. That's Dallas, Texas, March 18 and 20. There's a link on the website, usapreparedness.com, page one, or you can go to Hear the Watchman. HearTheWatchman.com.
Yep.
And there's a link to that right on the website as well. Doug, war in the Middle East. You know, I remember chatting with my mom and dad at the dinner table when I was much, much younger, when I was growing up. And I asked my parents, so what was it that caused the end of the Great Depression? And my parents looked at each other, and then they realized it was World War II. So starting in October of 1929, the Great Depression began, and then it got worse and worse and worse, and then slowly it got a little better, and then we had World War II, and then there was this era of prosperity when the GIs came home. They had saved their money, and then they wanted to buy everything. They wanted to get married, they wanted to start families, and you had, you know, neighborhoods starting up like Levittown. I mean, they were building houses as fast as possible. So we were building America at a record rate. And that's what got us out of the Depression. And my parents realized it as we were having that discussion. Is that why we're looking at war in the Middle East coming up? And let's talk about that in depth when we get back, right after these few short commercial announcements. Hey, Doug, what do you think about these commercials, huh?
Gotta love it. They got a pay bill.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up, order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doug Hagman's with us, and I mentioned that my mom and dad came to the conclusion that World War II ended the Great Depression. Doug, are we headed toward war in the Middle East, in your opinion?
Absolutely. Without a doubt. And your parents were very astute. And I think everyone can agree that whenever there's a currency or economic crisis, war always follows. You know, I think Gerald Salenti talks about currency wars, trade wars, and shooting wars, but even deeper than that, and I guess if there's any takeaway from our talk today, at least from my point of view, I would ask everyone to take a look at the entire situation domestically and geopolitically here in the United States and all across the West and especially into the Middle East. Look at this not as a series of disparate events, unconnected, unrelated, but look at this in a big picture sort of way and understand the view from cruising altitude, as I like to say, and understand that the events we're seeing are being exquisitely choreographed by. Now, I don't want to sound like I'm way out there in terms of like some crazy guy. However, I'm an evidence guy. I'm a proof guy. I like to take a look at the totality of evidence, weigh the evidence, and then of course, evidence is different than proof. But understand the elements of what we're seeing. And how they all work together for a predetermined orchestrated end, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And that end comes in the form of depopulation, as stated by the globalists in power, and also by a massive reshuffling of power all across the globe, in particular in the Middle East. And at the very epicenter of this is oil. It's cash. It's money. It's currencies. It's the survival and fate of all of the countries. And, you know, it's a battle within a battle. We're looking at a 3D chessboard. We're looking at 3D chess being played while the average American can't even get their, minds around a simple game of checkers. And we're being laughed at by those people in power. So we're not understanding. So it's a very complex situation. And I didn't mean to really stretch out that answer, but I really want people to understand the big picture here because we are all being gamed in this. And America has been captured. We're a captured operation, captured from within, and our boys, our men and women are being sent out there to do the bidding of the bankers and the financial interests to die on sands, thousands upon thousands of miles away for what? To spread democracy? Heck no. It's for monetary interests and, as you said at the beginning, to enrich those and to solve financial problems.
About 30 feet from where I'm seated in the studio, there's a library that I've assembled. Actually, our family's assembled this library over the years. And this particular library right outside the studio is about wars. And in that studio, in that library, there's two volumes about World War II, and it's General George S. Patton's playbook. These are, if you were to weigh these, the two volumes is probably 30 pounds, literally. And it's large, it's heavy, and there are all these skirmishes and battles and encounters with the enemy. And there are sections that describe how many expected wounded, how many expected casualties, you know, those kinds of things. And it's clear by reading this that they're going into these battles and skirmishes, and they're saying, okay, we're going to lose 8,000, and we're going to have more than that wounded, and there's a number associated with that. Should we do it? Yeah, that's good. We should take that hill. We should go and get that hill. 8,000 dead, that's certainly an acceptable number. Now, I'm sure the other team had, their version of the playbook, and I have a feeling that at the highest levels, there are people making decisions as to how many people are going to get killed, wounded, and so forth. And the battlefield scars that are going to be left for a while, and some maybe for even longer than a while. I believe that at the highest levels, those kinds of discussions occur. Does that make sense to you? That we'll throw in 100,000 of our guys and we'll get them killed, and you guys throw in 100,000 of yours, and that'd be good. That's a good start, and we'll be in the population reduction business, and we'll all make money. I really believe that kind of discussion happens. Do you think that could be true?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned World War II because, you know, we're looking right now at, I suppose people would say we're looking at a global jihad by the Islamic terrorists. And everyone is looking and pointing at Islamic terrorism and saying, okay, well, this is the problem. But what people, I think, fail to understand is the origins of this global jihad that we're seeing. And those people who study history can go back into both post-World War I, pre-World War II, and in the early stages of the Second World War and understand that the people behind the formation of the Allies and Axis powers realized that they could take Islam and weaponize Islam because, well, Islam would be good to exploit because of their initial and basic ideology of kill by the sword. And there are so many, I mean, so many statements made by people like Himmler and others who said, you know, what we can do is we can use Islam to our advantage, create these platoons of Muslims, send them out. We could take the entirety of the Islamic religion, weaponize it, and use them to fight against the Judeo-Christians of the European continent. And we saw that in the forms, what we saw was the Holocaust, for example. But that had, I guess what I'm saying is the current roots of our global jihad today stem from the World War II weaponization of Islam, and even before that, but more refined during World War II. So, yes, in the bowels of Saudi mansions, in the bowels of mansions in the United Arab Emirates, there are people, and maybe this is too hyperbolic to say. I'm just kind of trying to create a mental image here, a mental picture. But yeah, there are people out there who are saying, okay, well, we can advance this particular objective in terms of reshuffling the power in the Middle East. And we might lose, oh, 500,000 here or 250,000 there, bigger numbers now. But the end game objective is to switch the balance of power. And when you trace the monetary interest, you're looking at coming back to the petrodollar. And of course, you know, and your audience is so intelligent, they understand that there's nothing backing the United States dollar except the promise that our dollar and our military will ensure the free flow of oil throughout the Middle East and throughout the world. That's the only thing keeping up the U.S. dollar. And they intend to kill the U.S. dollar for a global currency, but until such time, they want to keep the dollar alive just long enough so everyone gets in, gets aboard. You can notice how strong the dollar is. Ask any financial advisor right now. But soon that's going to come to an end. It's kind of a gradual rise to a sudden drop. I hope. I don't know if I made sense with that, but, you know, there's a lot of complexity to what we're seeing taking place, and it's not what we're being told.
You know, there was a time when our family owned a Fez. It was a red Fez, and it had, it was an SS Fez. This was like a cloth cap, if you will, or a hat, that was part of the 13th Waffen Mountain Division of the SS, the Nazi SS Handschar Division. So when many of us might not realize that we did have Muslims fighting against us in World War II, and they were fighting with the Nazis.
And absolutely,
it was the SS. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we may not realize that. And that was a multi, what would you call that, a multi-ethnic SS. It really was.
And,
so when we talk about...
Yeah, they were really nasty in terms of, I mean, Beheadings, absolutely. To read about this, and that's why, you know, history to me is so important, but there's so much revisionist history out there. It's unfortunate what's being taught in our universities and our colleges and even our high schools or even elementary schools is been revised to the point where it's unrecognizable from the truth, which is why your library is so exquisitely important. You know, and that's why you can speak the truth on your program and, you know, with authority, because it's the real course of events. I mean, it's the unvarnished truth.
Mm-hmm. And, class, this is a side note. The reason we have books, and they take a lot more space and they're a lot heavier and they're more expensive than electronic forms of information, the reason we have them is that they will last quite a long time, unless there's a fire, of course. But the plan is that it's really hard to rewrite books because you actually have to republish them, whereas electronically you can change history in the blink of an eye and distribute that rewritten history very quickly across the globe. And that's why I have come out against all of this electronic media that we're using in schools. Because you can rewrite history very quickly. And who rewrites history? Well, those would be the victors. Let's talk about the economic collapse. You think it's coming?
Well, it has to. And you know, the only question, I suppose, Vince, is when. When will this happen? Well, everyone's got an opinion on that. My answer to that is it's coming, and it's going to come when they decide to push the button and make it happen when it's most profitable for them all.
Doug Hagman's with us. Hagman and Hagman.com. Hagman and Hagman.com. Link on the website. And if you're interested in the Hear the Watchman conference, there's a link for that as well. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have you got your
take?
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I studied finance and economics at the university level. And after that, I worked for a Fortune 100 company, and then I became involved in banking, and I was designing computer systems for a very large bank. I was in the president's office, and the marketing VP came in, and he was talking about selling this portfolio and securitizing, and I thought, you know, I feel kind of at a disadvantage because I've never heard those, you know, discussions before in class where we sold a portfolio of debt. So what I'm saying is that, let's say we had $1 million in debt, on credit card debt, and we would take that debt and we'd sell it to another bank, and then they would sell it to investors. And I thought, this is a house of cards. We're actually taking money that's owed to us and selling it to another bank who is selling it to investors, and people are expecting that there's not going to be any default on this credit card debt. This is literally a house of cards. And back in the 80s, I said, man, I got to get out of here because absolutely no question, if this is what's going on at our bank and it's going on at other banks, and the investment banks are buying this credit card debt, which I can't believe anybody would buy debt. It was foreign to me. I didn't understand it. I wasn't trained for that. I thought, this is literally a house of cards and it will collapse. And that's what drove me to realize that the financial collapse is here. And it's coming, I should say. What woke you up to this?
Wow. Well, you know, I paused there only because there are a number of things. When you look at, it's one thing. Yeah.
Doug, let me say it this way. So let's say I owed you $100, okay?
Right.
And I said, you know, I'll be glad to pay you for it. And then you take my IOU, because I actually write it down for you and I hand it to you and say, I owe Doug $100. And then you take that and then you sell it to, you know, a guy and say, listen, Vinny owes me $100. Tell you what, give me 90 for it and I'll give you this piece of paper. And then that guy says, okay, you got a deal. And then he cuts that up 100 different ways and sells it to 100 different other people. Now everybody's expecting that Vinny's going to pay. And that may not be the case. That's what that scenario is what caused me to realize that people will lose their jobs. They won't be able to pay their credit card bills. They're not secured by anything. This is nuts. And we're selling this.
Yep.
And that's just, you know, just one little component of what's wrong.
Well, when I listened to your show yesterday with John Reagan, I mean, he really spelled it out pretty well. But to answer your question about what woke me up is just basically the fact that people were telling me that when I say people, I'm talking about our government officials, and they were saying, look, everything's just rosy, it's fine, it's great, in my business, dealing with Fortune 100 companies, what I would see as I would bill them for my services, I would see the gradual, it would take them longer to pay invoices, for example, on a consulting level. And we're not talking about tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, we're talking about just normal, everyday workmen's wages, we'll say, okay? And the more I looked into the infrastructure, the more I started questioning the figures that were given to me by the people on the evening news, the more I looked at, I'm conducting an investigation in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm looking around, I'm seeing a lot of homeless people. I'm seeing a lot of decay, and it's in the face of what I'm hearing. So that kind of woke me up, and crazy.
I don't think those who are in Washington who are telling us what they want us to do really see what's really happening to we the villagers. I don't think they see it the way we see it. And we come back. Doug Hagman will be with us. Hagman and Hagman.com. That's Hagman with two N's and Hagman.com. We come back. Let's chat a little bit more about the supply chain, the economic collapse, and what you think we might be seeing. I'm very concerned about it, and we'll share a story. Doug Hagman, we'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat?
Hey, John, I think at the bottom of the hour, Miriam will be calling.
If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. And build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.